This is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we rewatch the novelas from our childhood while drinking coffee and critically analyze them. Come watch with us. Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we're talking about the second episode of Teresa and sipping some cafecito. Should we summarize this episode? Should we just start?
No, let's do like a brief summary before we go scene by scene. So in this episode, I don't know, I like took notes scene by scene. I don't remember what happened like in the whole thing.
Same. In this episode, Teresa goes to a party.
Yeah, with her friends.
Her supposed friends.
Her fake ass friends.
Yeah, and then gets outed as poor.
You know, I didn't know that was a thing until this episode.
I don't think it's a thing.
Except it's not a thing for anyone else, right?
No. And then she swears she's going to get revenge, and things happen in between that, but I think that's the main summary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to get revenge on everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so we start out the episode with where we left off on the last one. Mariano and Teresa are like super heavy breathing before they're about to kiss, and then they don't kiss, but it's like
he does like that thing like, oh, never mind, I can't.
Yeah. But why are they breathing that heavily? Like, I think that's what the gif, the heavy breathing cat gif,
came from.
That's what he sounds like. Like them about to kiss. It's just so weird.
You know, they always do that in TV shows and stuff when people like are about to like cheat and stuff. And yeah. I'm like, do people actually do that? Like,
no, I can tell you from experience. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you see my face?
I don't know what I meant by that.
Can I tell you how I interpreted that?
Yes. Like you were on the verge of cheating. You were going to kiss someone. And then you're like, oh, never mind. I can't do this.
You were heavy breathing.
Never mind. I can't do that. Pretty much.
Why did you say that? And then isn't he like, oh, are you okay? And then he does like a 180. He's like, oh, those are your friends?
Yeah. He's like, are you okay, Teresa? And then she's like, yes, I'm fine. Thank you for saving me. And then he's like, and those are the people you're hanging out with.
Those people.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, he's like, that's one of your rich friends, huh? That's the type of people you want to hang out with.
That's who you want to be like. Rapist.
And then Teresa, instead of like saying, yeah, he was wrong, she's like, yes, they're my friends and they're super achievers, not like you. You're trash. Like, what?
It's like, he just saved you
from being raped by one of your rich friends. And she's like, those people are achievers and you guys are losers.
And rightfully, he's like, no, they're not achievers. Their parents are.
Yeah, her parents are the real, true achievers. And
No. That's not what he said.
That's what he said. Whose parents are?
He said, because she says that her rich high school friends are achievers.
Yes, I got that.
And they've like, yeah. So then he said, no, their parents are achievers. They haven't haven't worked hard for anything. Like, they were given that.
I misread that miswatched that completely. I thought he said, no, Teresa, your parents are the real achievers. They're just out here working life, you know, living, trying to get by.
I don't think so, unless I have it wrong. I mean, but no, I'm pretty sure. Okay. But I think he says something like that after.
Although, at some point, come from old money, are their parents really achievers? No.
No.
They're just opportunistic? Is that I can't, you know, I can't speak English.
ESL.
Yeah. Yeah, ESL. They're just take advantage of the working class people under them.
Yeah. Just like their parents did.
Yeah, exactly.
Because according to Aida, which we'll talk about later, you know, They're I think one it's, of the best think, families in Mexico. Yeah. And they come from old money.
I think it's Aida.
What did I say?
Aida.
Oh.
After watching the second episode, I'm pretty sure it's Aida.
Aida. Okay. I've been saying Aida the whole time.
Forgot again. Anyway. And then Mariano's like, by the way, I would have stopped for anyone. It's not because it was you. And it's like, really? Oh, really? Well, that makes sense because the environment we have grown up in makes you violent and want to fight. Like,
it makes you prone to fighting.
he just offended you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? And then she won't get in the car.
She's their no berrinche.
Yeah, she's worse than my child.
Mm-hmm.
Who loves getting into his car seat? He will just climb in there. He's like, all right, buckle me up.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
Wow.
So, blessed.
I had hashtag to buckle blessed. Two babies in their car seats in last week, and I'm going to also this Monday. And they were crying the whole time and the whole ride.
Oh, how annoying. Yeah. Mattel just chills in there, and he's like, look at the cars, cars, cars. Teresa was not like that. She was like, no, I won't get in the car. He like pushes
I'm
her in.
Put on my car seat.
Yeah.
He's a little, I don't know, domineering.
Yeah.
Mm.
Excessive force. I don't know.
Yeah.
Then he puts her in the car and then he's like, put your seatbelt on. She's like, no, no, I will not put my seatbelt on like a kid. And then he says, you're like a child.
Yeah. And you know what I was wondering, you know, when she was all like, defending someone who just attempted to assault her and saying, oh yeah, it makes you prone to violence or whatever the neighborhood we grew up in. You know how there's a term for internalized misogyny and internalized racism? Is there such a thing as internalized classism?
Yeah, whatever. Teresa has it.
Yeah, she's like the
ultimate.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I've never, maybe I don't read enough, but I've never heard that before.
Well, if not, you just coined it. So we're going to
trademark that. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't. No, I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
No, you're right. So then they get home, right? After that?
Yeah. Are your notes out of order too? I'm starting to think they are.
I think so. Oh, no. Okay. I thought right after that, it went directly to Teresa's house, but it doesn't.
No, isn't it Paolo and his mom?
Yes. It goes to... Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it went to Esperanza's family, which is super random.
Oh, no, yeah. You're right.
But it's because it comes back.
Yeah. But it is... It does seem, like, weird. It's like...
Yeah, at first I was like, who are these people?
That's what I said.
But it's... So it's a sick boy, which is Esperanza's brother or son?
Brother,
right?
Can't figure it out. I thought it was her son.
I thought it was too, but I think it's her brother. Because then the other one's like, how'd you get this medicine? And then they're like, oh, Esperanza gave me this at her job or something. Her job that she doesn't have.
But doesn't she talk about him like he's a son?
Oh, maybe he is then.
I think he's her son. But then where's the dad? What happened to him? They don't, whatever. I'm not sure.
I guess it doesn't matter.
There's a sick boy in the family.
Yeah.
And who's somehow related to everyone there.
To Esperanza and them, yeah.
But and Johnny, right? Johnny is her
Johnny
brother?
Johnny is for sure Esperanza's brother.
Okay, so I think that's her son.
Okay, you're probably right.
Pretty sure.
And they can't afford his medication. And they think Esperanza's working and giving them this medication from her non-existent job. And that's what we learned from that scene. And then it goes to... Okay, so then it goes to Paolo picking up his mom. And she's like,
okay, okay,
you're finally here. My chauffeur is late.
Boo.
Oh, boo. And then he's all standoffish. He did just try to rape Teresa, so I think that's...
Yeah, but of course he doesn't say that.
No, he doesn't.
She's like, oh yeah, Mariano beat me up because I tried to rape Teresa. I'm like, no. Nope.
So his mom's like, hey, what's wrong? Talk to me. Why are you ignoring me? And then he's like, I don't know where he turns. He's like... You know why Teresa's parents weren't really there? They can't even afford a measly ticket to our ceremony. What? You have to pay for that?
Oh my God. I wrote down the same thing because I'm like, okay, but is he talking about the graduation ceremony or is he talking about whatever kind of party that was?
I wouldn't have paid for that party.
But it's like prom where you have to buy your ticket.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Prom wasn't free. Prom should be free. Everything should be free. JK.
But yeah, I guess I'm not sure what he's talking about, but I was like, do they have to pay to go to graduation?
I guess.
And I don't think it's that they couldn't go. It's that she didn't invite them.
No, so she's ashamed of them.
He's wrong still.
Although, could they afford it? I don't know.
Mm.
And then he's like, she's like, how did you get her? And he's like, oh, it happened at the gym. No.
What kind of weightlifting was he doing that he would hit himself in the face? I don't know how that would even happen.
Right.
The gym. Like,
those aren't gym. Sense. Those aren't gym injuries, but like a good mom, she believes him.
I've been like, no, you're lying. There's no way.
Mommy would know. Mommy would have known.
She knows everything.
Because she never believed anything we said.
Remember that thing where she's like, cuando tú has, what the hell is that saying?
Oh my gosh.
Cuando tú has, yo he ido y regresado or some shit.
Cuando tú ya fuiste. No. Cuando tú vas, yo ya fui, regresé, y fui otra vez. And I'm like, oh.
Yes, so, yeah. I said that completely wrong.
I think I got it a little right.
But clearly, Genoveva has not been there and done that.
Yeah, because she just believes Paulo.
Or she doesn't care because she's one of those moms.
It's probably that one. And then that scene ends. We end the scene with Paulo and his mom. And we go to, I think it's Teresa's house. With Doña Juana Rosa, which is Teresa's sister's name. I just learned that the second episode.
What's her name?
Rosa.
Rosa, yeah. And then I didn't realize Juana's name until the end of this episode. Doña Juana, my bad.
Although she looks too young to be a doña. Like, when I think of doña, okay, yeah, I think of,
but
like,
in in the media and TV shows, anyone over 20 is an old hag.
That's true. And Teresa's mom is there. And then what happened?
What is
there?
Teresa's mom's name?
It's Teresa's mom. That's her name. I don't know it. Let's see. I don't think that scene's that important. But then Teresa and Mariano walk in during that part.
Oh, this is when they get home.
Yes, this is when they get home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because then she gets home and he's all like, some guy just tried to attack her. And then her mom runs to make her tea, and then her sister somehow needs to help making tea. When does it really take that much people to make
tea? Takes two people. It takes a mother and a daughter together to make really good tea for when you were just attacked on the street.
For when your other daughter gets attacked.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. That's why you need two people. Let's see. So Mariano just leaves right away. And then Doña Juana is like, oh, Teresa, what happened? And somehow Teresa's more hurt about Mariano's words than about almost being raped. She's like, Mariano I can't say this word. No, I'm not gonna.
Humiliated?
Yeah. Humiliated.
Humiliated. Stop. Yeah. No. I'm sure I'm saying it weird too, but
I almost said humiliated, I think. That's why.
I think that's what I said.
Doesn't matter. ESL. Teresa's like, Mariano me humilló. And that's what she's mad about, not about being attacked.
Yep. Priorities, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we go to Mariano's house. He's talking to his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I just had to drop off Teresa to her house. And the dad's like, what? Are you two dating again?
Yeah.
He's like, never. She's all he's stuck like, up no, and she changed. After,
yeah, since she started at that little preppy high school, she forgot about us and is ashamed of us. And I think that's it for that scene.
Yeah. Yeah, we go back to Teresa's house and she's in her room smelling a picture of her and Mariano.
Oh, and I completely missed that the first time I watched
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
This yeah.
We do rewatches.
Rewatches. Yeah. I was like, what?
What is she doing smelling that picture?
It was super weird. I don't know if people do that in real life. Have you ever done that?
If anything, I don't so have.
You have?
Oh. Pictures like that.
Oh, wait. I don't even have any. First of all, I don't think I have anyone in my life that I miss so much that I would.
No,
or any ex that I would miss so much that I sniff.
Because if an you old did, picture.
First of all, I threw married. All those pictures away.
Yeah, like if you were doing that, then you wouldn't be in a happy relationship right now.
No, yeah,
you,
yeah.
You wouldn't need to be sniffing pictures of your ex in your dark room crying.
Super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have just looked at it, but no.
She had to sniff it.
Yep.
So weird. I don't know.
yeah, I don't know what is going on there, but that's what she's doing. And then we go to this random ass Genoveva, Paolo's mom.
Oh, that was so weird. I'm like, why is Genoveva so weird about
what kind of, like, mom does this?
I know you've liked my son for a long time. Like, what?
Rest assured, I have not lost interest in your interest in my son. What? Excuse me?
Is this like a meeting, like a professional meeting? Are you propositioning your son? Are you giving him away? Like,
that's what it seems like.
I think that's what rich people do anyway when they get their kids married off, right?
That's true, yeah.
In the old days, I don't know about now.
It's true now, too. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
But she goes to Aida's house, and there she's chismeando about Teresa, and then she's like, oh, yes.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Genoveva is like, Teresa betrayed Paolo, and then Aida's like, what? She cheated on him? And then she's like, no, worse.
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 We'll get expelled.
That's what I thought of, Hermione.
Oh, my God.
Or worse, expelled. Like, no, Hermione, dying.
You know, I still can't get used to saying Hermione's name right, and I still say Hermione.
Ew. Get with the times.
I can't.
But yes, she pulls a Hermione.
Or worse. She's poor.
Cheated? No. Worse. Poor. I tried to say it dramatically, but that was bad.
Well, we're not known to be actors, so.
You're right.
But when she said that, I did a double take, you know, like that meme of the guy, like, that's worse.
Okay, Genoveva, I guess that's worse. And then Aida's reaction is super funny. She's like, ¿qué?
Pobre.
Pobre a poco. No way. Yes. And we go to Esperanza and Teresa, I think, right after that scene.
Yeah, and then that's when they're having a little cafecito.
Cafecito like us right now, yes.
And I just love that every time you, like, in the novelas, and also, like, when we were at home and stuff with mommy, that you have your little coffee, right? And then you put it in a little plate.
Yeah. Like, why? Because you don't have coasters. You're too poor maybe for coasters. Again.
But then I guess they have tons of plates. Like,
yeah, because plates are cheaper than coasters.
Coasters are expensive. I bought a set of coasters from Etsy, office coasters. And
oh, yeah. They were really cute.
Yeah, and it came with four, but it was like 20-something.
Oh, my.
I shouldn't have.
I still don't own any coasters, so.
I bought some when I went to visit you from the Portland Rose Garden thing.
I forgot.
Those are the
that.
Only two I have here at my apartment.
How much were those?
I don't remember.
$20?
Probably.
Too much?
They were like tourist things.
Like Teresa, I would just put it on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about how Esperanza and Ruben, that's his name. Not whatever I said the first episode.
You said Hernan.
I don't know why. I think that's his real name.
Sounds similar. Is it? How'd you know that?
I saw the credits. And
the
name was there. So someone in the show is named Hernan. I don't know who. So they're talking, and she's like, yes, Ruben and I met when he was in the hospital. He was, quote unquote, separated from his wife, and he was just
that's
sick.
What they all
and
say.
Her son or brother, whoever it is, was, I think, also it's her in son. Hospital.
I can't let go.
Just
of
trust
this.
Me on this. It's her son.
Okay, so her son was in the hospital too, sick, and they couldn't afford the treatment, so he paid for them, and then they made out, something like that. That's how they started getting.
But
together.
How? At the hospital? They made out at the hospital? Why was he in the hospital?
He was, like, sick.
Yeah, she said he was sick and separated from his wife.
Oh, you're right.
And they were talking, and then they, like, were hitting on each other at the hospital.
Oh, no, and she told him how she can't afford any of the medicines and treatments for her son. And then he's like, oh, well, why don't you do this, like, work for me or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And, then they, I guess, just started spending more time together because she was, like, working for him. And, you know, rich men in their positions of power, taking advantage of young women. Well, yes. I mean, she's not that young, but still, you know what I mean? There's a power differential there that he definitely took advantage of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just so like the prophet is doing with Teresa. Oh, yeah. But she except knows Teresa it and she knows. Is more powerful than him.
She's
And he doesn't know what's Teresa. Coming.
Yeah, he doesn't. And then she says they are in love and he's going to leave his wife. And then she says it again to reassure herself. He's going to leave her. He's going to leave her.
You know, and the whole time she's like telling this to Teresa, you can just see that Teresa's like plotting this later against her somehow.
Her reactions are fantastic. She's like, all of this. Really? Let me take some notes.
Oh, interesting. You met him where?
Oh, he paid for what?
And she's like, he looks so familiar.
Yeah. Does she know who he is?
I feel like she does, but she hasn't has been obvious, but I feel like she has to know.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't know, she's going to figure it out soon because, you know.
She is, yeah. And then we learn Esperanza. This is where we learn Esperanza left her job.
Like a dumbass.
Yeah, like a dumbass. And then Teresa's and she's like, you need
with
a backup
plan. With all the hooking up, I just can't work.
I don't have time. What? We didn't have time to hook up and work. Like, okay, how? We all do it. We
other
all do
people,
it. Not hooking up anymore. I'm married. But everyone has, who doesn't have time for that? I don't know.
Everyone works either a part-time or full-time job, and they still have time for hoeing activities.
Yeah.
But she somehow can't balance. And people do it with kids, too. Nothing
is
wrong with that.
Is it because he's married? Is that why she doesn't have time to hook up with him? I don't know.
I think it was like a power thing for him, and he made her quit her job, but convinced her that it was her idea because, you know, men.
Yes, and rich men.
Yes. Yeah, and so she quit her job.
Like a dumbass.
To be a full-time side piece.
That's real work. That's where the work is at.
I guess.
So then after that, we go back to Ruben and Aida's mom, who has a name probably, but right now she's just Aida's mom.
Yes.
They're going to Paris and her dad.
And like, he literally just got done cheating like two scenes ago.
Yeah. Two scenes ago. He's trash. So he's like so full of shit. And he's like, oh, I love you so much. I will always love you. And Aida,
as long as you'll have me.
Takes out her shitty flip phone. She's like, picture. Oh, están de foto. And she takes a picture of them making out. No, they're like little pics.
It's a regular picture.
And then her phone rings after she's done taking the picture. And guess who it is?
Paolo.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, Paolo, she's so desperate. Like, she's tone it down.
Yeah. Calm down. Take it down like five notches because he's going to, he knows. Well, everyone knows how desperate she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't hide it. And then,
por fin me llamas. Hang out today? Yes. I was going to hang out with my mom, but forget her.
Yeah. Fuck my mom. I can go hang out with you and get the D, I guess.
But he doesn't want to give it to her.
No, he doesn't because he still loves Teresa.
Yep.
And then we go back to Esperanza and Teresa, I guess.
I think so. And then they're talking about the party of, I forgot her name, the friend, though, they have in common with Aida.
And no, this is after.
Oh. Never mind.
Well, I guess we go back to Esperanza and Teresa for just a second. And Teresa's like, you need to find...
Oh, Esperanza. Oh, my God. I thought you said
Aurora. But
my
bad, my bad. After.
Yeah, Esperanza and Teresa are leaving.
And then we see freaking Aida.
Aida is in La Vecindad.
What is she doing? And her, she's so fucking extra at the vecindad.
I'm like, are you serious? Who goes somewhere and makes those facial expressions at people?
Yeah, so Aida goes and she's like, I'm looking for a mechanic. She's looking for Teresa. And she, and then some lady goes and she's like, oh, hi, little lady. I can help you. And like touches her shoulder.
She's like, ew, don't touch me.
And then Aida somehow almost throws up from this. Like her reactions are like, way overdone. And then Aida just misses seeing Teresa. Like she doesn't see her there. They leave.
Yeah.
And then we go to Teresa and Aurora.
And they're talking about college.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking about the party.
Yes.
Which, you know, something's going to happen at this party.
Oh, yeah. Or they wouldn't be mentioning it. And is that all that happens there? Or is that, or do they see Mariano?
This is where Genoveva tells Teresa. Yeah.
Genoveva, stop it.
Aurora.
Aurora. She tells, she asks her. Okay, Teresa's talking about she has to look amazing at this party because she has to make Paolo jealous. Jealous. Did you hear I said it?
No.
Jealous. I don't know. Anyway.
You said it like super Mexican.
Jealous. So she wants to make him jealous. She has to look super hot, whatever. Aurora sees Mariano and she's like, oh, there's the guy. Or, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then Teresa, or Aurora wants to show Teresa, and then Teresa, of course, knows who Mariano is and is trying to avoid all of that. And she's like, oh no, Pablo's over there. He can't see me like this, even though she looks perfectly fine.
Yeah, she looks fine. And then she's like, I have to go. I can't do this.
Like, her casual is like above casual.
Yeah, her.
She's wearing heels with jeans.
That's not casual.
On a normal day, like, what?
Some people do that, right?
I mean, I've done it sometimes, but like,
I don't. My casual is like leggings and.
But that's not like my casual. It's like a little above casual, is what I'm saying.
No, you're right. Yeah.
I'll wear like my sneakers or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she makes up this lie to leave and not see Mariano.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah. So she runs away and then it cuts to the next scene, right?
Yes. Then we go to Teresa walking into the dad's shop. And I need to know how old Johnny is supposed to be, because
you mean Rosa walks.
Oh, whoops, my bad.
When does Aida go to the car shop? To
right
the
after taller? This.
So Rosa is there first?
I think so.
This is out of order.
Hold on.
I think it's Aida who goes.
Oh, you know what? That part didn't seem important to me, so I didn't write it.
But well, yeah, it's not really that important, other than she sees who Teresa's dad is and verifies for her little.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
For her thing.
For what she's going to do later.
For her plans.
Yes. Yeah.
So right, that's so this that. Is where.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm not really sure what happens next.
And then Rosa walks in after that.
But she's talking about that she wants a quince. So how old is Johnny supposed to be?
Right. Because he's like hella flirting away.
Because is he 20 something and she's 15?
Because that's not right. Johnny needs to chill. Yeah. Johnny's still young. It. Yeah.
Yes.
That's not. Mm-mm.
Maybe if he's like 18, but he's way too old to look 18.
So he can't be 18.
But maybe he's supposed to be 18.
What if he's supposed to be 15 too?
Nah, that can't be.
We know he didn't finish high school. What if he had just dropped out? It's no, because he's like 40. 40-year-old Johnny is flirting with Teresa's 15-year-old sister.
But I think he's supposed to be in his early 20s.
Either way,
I want to believe that he's supposed to be 18, which I think, I don't know, 15,
although
18.
I want to say that, like, teens dating guys in their 20s in Mexico is, like,
it's a little more normalized.
And it's still gross, but yes.
Well, it happens here still.
Even here, yeah. Yeah, when it's still gross. Yeah, I think we knew people who did that.
And I judge them.
Me too. And yes. I will always judge them. Mm-hmm. And then this is where we go to Genoveva and Teresa in the bathroom right after this scene. And she's pretending like she doesn't know who Mariano is. And Genoveva's like, I couldn't even dream because I was just thinking about his beautiful smile, because he does have a
which,
beautiful
yes. smile.
Yeah. So I don't blame Aurora. I don't. And then Teresa's like, oh, that's so good. You need to talk to him. Like, she doesn't mm-hmm. know who he is. She's mm-hmm. going to use this too. And then we go back to Rosa and Johnny, I think. Johnny.
Yeah, and they're just talking about him being a chambelán or something like that.
Yeah, and then
or she's talking about her competition, right? And how she wants him to go, she wants her dad to go, and then like one of them needs to get the day off or something like that.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, we need the money. But like gymnastics is an expensive sport, so.
Yeah, so how are they doing this?
Maybe she has a scholarship too.
Maybe, but she's not ashamed of it.
Yeah,
because she's not normal.
Not like Teresa. And she's like, no, I'm never going to go to college because I'm not smart like Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Who is saying, like, obviously people are telling her this because she has now internalized this. Like, my sister's way better than me and way smarter.
Poor Rosa. I think everyone in the neighborhood and their parents are telling her all the time how smart Teresa is.
They're telling everyone in that
Teresa
neighborhood.
Is. Yeah. Because, I mean, even remember last episode when who was it?
Johnny.
Oh. It was Johnny's dad, right? Who was like, oh, if only my kids could be like Teresa.
Yeah, if only they could be as smart. So, yeah, this is why Rosa doesn't like herself.
I'm sure.
Let's see. And then after this.
The party.
Yes. The party.
The best scene.
This part was great. So we get to the party and Aida and Paolo walk in. She's like, here's my new boyfriend. We love each other so much.
And she's so proud to show off her sloppy seconds.
Yeah, and it's like he's there. They started kissing, and he's staring at Teresa the whole time, which is so gross.
It's so embarrassing.
Yes, and then Genoveva. For her. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, because
he stop just, saying Genoveva.
Oops.
It's Aurora.
I wrote it all over my notes.
Oh my god.
I just confused them. I don't know why. Okay, Aurora is like, Teresa, we should go. And Teresa's like, no, I'm too proud to leave. She should have left.
But if she, see, that's her problem.
She's too proud.
That's one of her many problems.
Yes. Let's see. So it doesn't happen yet. So we cut back to Rosa right after that.
At the gym?
This is where Rosa suddenly faints, and her faint is super funny. It's super slow, and
she's already like on her knees, so the fall is not that hard.
Like, why didn't you just fall, Rosa?
You know what would have been better? If she would have fainted mid-flip in the air.
She would have fallen off the balance beam.
Or if she was on the, you know, the thing they like go around and around, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
arms.
Yeah,
and, like the pull-up mid-air.
Yeah.
She would have like a ragdoll and just fell. Fainted.
Oh, that would have been funny.
But yeah. Of course, she can't do those things because she's not a real gymnast.
Yes.
So she twirls her little ribbon
and faints somehow.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what I was wondering? She's 15. Shouldn't they have called the parents anyway?
Right. Yeah. Like, they probably don't have phones, though.
They're at the gym. There's an office there.
No, I meant like Teresa doesn't have a phone at her house.
Oh.
They should, though. I don't know. They should have called them, yeah, because she's underage.
They should have notified them because
instead,
she's underage.
She goes to the doctor.
By herself.
Mm-hmm. And then this just sets her up to like lie about what she has because she really, really wants to do this dance competition or gym competition. And she doesn't have the brain capacity to say, this isn't a good choice. Even though I really love gymnastics, I'm not going to compete for my health. She's not going to decide that because she can't.
Yeah. She's not there yet. Her brain's not there yet.
No. So then right after that, we go back to the party. Fucking Aida.
And then she's using like a game host voice to present this PowerPoint.
So first, before the PowerPoint,
Right.
She says she has a gift for her friend. And she's like talking about the well-off families or like the rich families of Mexico.
Las mejores familias de Mexico.
Like, okay.
And then she's like,
unlike, and we're all from, yeah. And we're all from great families in Mexico, except Teresa.
Like, if she won a competition.
Teresa.
This is some Hunger Games shit.
This is some petty ass shit.
Yes.
What did you
call it? Who makes a PowerPoint presentation to be petty? Like,
a whole PowerPoint presentation for revenge.
She really sat there. Downloaded the pictures. This is the 2000s. So she had her little camera. She connected it to her computer. She downloaded, and who knows when she took those pictures? I don't know. But she downloaded the pictures from her camera onto her computer
in the 2000s.
That was a lot of work back then.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays we just have our pictures on our phones, but. You know, back then with their little cameras,
yeah,
and their little, what are they called?
She had to take
memory cards.
Take the camera, put it onto a USB drive, connect that USB drive onto her laptop, download it,
mm-hmm.
then put mm-hmm. this PowerPoint presentation together, and then burn that PowerPoint presentation into a CD.
Yeah.
That's so fucking extra and petty.
And you know, I don't love it because Aida sucks.
Aida sucks. If it was Teresa doing this, I'd be like, you go, girl.
I'd be like, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, but not for Aida because this is so wrong. So yeah. She's like, guess what? Her dad's a car mechanic, a gross car mechanic.
I know. My dad's a car mechanic.
Bitch.
What's wrong with that?
I have words for you, Aida.
I would be throwing hands.
This is a noble profession. Who fixes your cars, you rich people? So then Teresa leaves running.
They just buy a new car.
Yeah, you're right. They don't get their cars fixed. They just they just lease cars, probably.
Actually, yeah.
And then they go back and they're like, this isn't working anymore. Get me a new car now.
A new car now.
Now. So Aida tells Paolo and
No, my bad. Aurora tells Aida and Paolo that they went too far, but if I was Aurora, I would be throwing hands for my friend.
Right. And so as she's doing this little presentation, everybody's like laughing and clapping. And I'm like, is it really that funny though?
I don't think it was funny. I don't know.
Except Aurora and Saun, who we forgot the part.
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that?
I mean, like, Teresa Vanilla was about to hit.
It wasn't super important.
Yeah. He's like, oh, shit, you're single now, Teresa. No way.
Oh, what? Let me get at that.
Yeah. Here's my number. Come to the Cayman Islands with me.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a DJ from New York for this party.
Yeah. So it wasn't that important. But they're the only ones not laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Paolo looks kind of ashamed, but, like, you still
I think he
it.
Regrets it because I don't think he knew that it would have been. I think he just... Well, he even said that. He's like, I thought we were just getting back at her by showing up together.
Oh, so, you're right.
So I don't think he even knew about the petty PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. So then we go to Teresa crying, and then she's crying all of a sudden. She stops crying, gets like a mad look no. face. And she's like, no one will ever do this to me again. I swear it by the...
Just doing this monologue out in the street.
Yeah, it was a good monologue. No one passed by and heard her, but we did.
Luckily, because that's, imagine running. Well, I guess it happens all the time for people that talk to themselves, but not in a dramatic fashion like that.
No. So right after Teresa's having her monologue, Rosa, we cut to Rosa at the doctor's. And
Doesn't Aurora catch up to her then? Or is that goes back later? Oh, okay. Okay. So shoddy, like these jumpy scenes. I don't like it.
Yeah. So the doctor's like, yeah, you can't compete for your health. We need to do these lab work on you. And then once the results are good, then we'll know what to do. And you know she's going to hide it and still compete. Like we
said. Yeah. And he's like, we need to get your mom in here. And she's like, oh, well, she's busy working. She can't. Which it's probably true.
Yeah. And then I think after this, it cuts back to Aurora and Teresa. And then Aurora's following her and she's like, no, I need to be alone. And she leaves and she gets to her house or her vecindad, not a house. She gets to her vecindad.
Get it right.
You're right. It is important. She gets to her vecindad and she runs into Doña Juana. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, everyone laughed at me because I'm poor.
But see, look, what I thought was funny is that she can't even really confide in her and like vent to her because she's never told them about her friends from school.
Oh, yeah.
And so when she tries to, then Doña Juana's like, who
are what? These people? I thought you were like all over Mariano. What's going on? You're right. And then she's like, it's not important. They all humiliated me because I'm poor. And then she's like, I hate being poor. I hate it, which is her second famous line.
Maldita pobreza.
Yeah.
Yes.
Odio ser pobre. Odio. And then the scene doesn't end. It goes back to Rosa and Johnny.
Yeah.
And he says,
and so she's crying at the car, at the taller.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, what's wrong? She's like crying, whatever. She says that she can't do her competition. And he's like, let's get a chesco. Refresco.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what's a chesco? How did I not know that? Yeah. I've heard that word before.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten chescos.
It's because mommy didn't let us call them chescos, and she wouldn't let us say chilo either.
Oh, my God. Chilo was such a cool word. And she was like,
everybody was using that word. And she's like, cousins. No.
We were like, ma, eso es chilo.
She was being a little classist.
She was. She was being Teresa.
No. She was.
You can't use this word
because even I forgot which word her sister uses, and then Teresa corrects her.
Yeah,
it's in the next episode. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh my God, stop. Anyway, so after that, Johnny agrees that he's not going to tell her parents and he's going to go with her to do the blood.
And
work.
I'm like, what?
It's because he's aren't like 20 they need? So.
Oh, he can sign for her because he's an adult.
Yeah, and she's underage, which is wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
Yes.
So we go back to. Teresa listening to that same Marco Antonio Solis song.
Oh, I wrote down the name. Did I tell you?
Oh my God. What is it? I need to know.
Let me look through my notes. It's called Donde Vamos a Parar.
Oh. That's like the first words in the song.
Yeah. Which makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yes. Beautiful song. Yeah.
It's in my cleaning playlist also.
Yeah. So Doña Juana's like, you're always listening to this song. And then she's like, well, yes, because you know what? I used to like it, but now it just reminds me of a lesson I learned.
And then she's staring at her. Doña Juana is staring at Teresa like she's crazy.
And then Teresa goes on to say some crazy ass shit. She's like, you know what? You know what? I have a gift. I have a gift to make men go crazy, and I'm going to use it.
And you know what that gift is? WAP.
We're back to WAP. WAP. So then Juana's like, oh my God, Teresa, what are you saying right now? And then she's like, yeah, you know what? No, I'm good. But guess what? Entre ser o no ser, yo soy. Yeah.
And isn't this when she's talking about, then I think Doña Juana says something about tienes que vivir la vida en un paso or derecho. I don't know. She's something recto. I don't know.
Un paso, yeah. You need to walk a straight line in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Teresa gets behind her.
And that was so weird. I wrote that down.
Puts her head on her shoulder and says, oh, I'm walking a very, very, very straight line.
Straight line to my goals.
Straight line to WAP. To using my WAP.
A straight line of manipulation.
Yes, yeah.
And deceit. Lies. Shamelessness.
Yeah. All of the above. They're all on the path of her, on her path, on her straight path.
Yeah.
To getting rich.
And she's like looking like she has, she keeps her hand like above.
Yes.
Doña Juana's shoulder. And then she looks at that direction. And then Doña Juana's like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to post
it. It's such a weird
post. And then everyone will know exactly what picture it is when they see it.
And I feel like if I was acting that scene, I'd be like, this is how you want us to stand. Are you sure?
I have to stand here.
It's so unnatural.
Okay. So then we go to Juana and Mariachi guy. And I thought they were together.
I thought they were together until this scene too.
Yeah. And she's like saying some weird things, which is like very Mexican of her. She's like, I'm a good lady. I don't have.
They're both being sexist.
Yeah. And he's like, have you seen all the blonde ladies that are all over me when I'm singing my mariachi? Okay.
I'd be like, okay, go get them then.
I don't like any of them. I like you. So you should be grateful.
And yeah, she's like, well, I'm not like other women. And he's like, no, I know. That's why I like you. And I'm like, come on. Come on.
don't have to do that. Yeah, you don't have to be like that.
So unnecessary.
And then we cut back to Teresa playing the same song.
Over and over again. And is this when Rosa walks in?
Mm-hmm.
She's completely not paying attention to her when Rosa's trying to talk to her. I'm like, of course she's not. She doesn't care about anybody but herself.
Like, Teresa, come on. I'm trying to talk to you.
And she's like not even looking at her.
And then she's like, I don't know what to do. And that's when Teresa turns around and says, do what you must.
You have to do whatever you, and I don't know, what is she saying? I'm not even.
Walk that straight line.
You have to do whatever you have to do to get what you want.
Yes.
Who cares about your health? Because of course she didn't listen to that part.
Nope. She just listened to the part where she's like, I don't know what to do.
And you faint when you exert yourself? It doesn't matter. Do those flips, girl. Twirl your ribbon.
Work that.
Who cares about your heart condition?
Work that up too. Yes.
Flip it.
So then
put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it is what was stuck in my head when I was saying
that. Basically, it's what Teresa told her to do.
Yeah.
Then we go to Paulo and Aida. Aida's like, hey boyfriend, we need to do these things.
And Paulo's, and he's like, no, hold up.
We're not boyfriend. Yeah. Boyfriend.
I was very clear, and he probably was, because I could see Aida not paying attention to that at all.
Yeah. And then we cut out of that randomly again. And it goes back to Teresa's parents, and they're talking about creepy profe.
And you know it's serious when the moms tell the dads what's going on.
Yeah, because they keep it all in until it's not.
Until it's bad.
Until they can't handle it. Yeah, it's what our moms do.
Yeah.
I don't, but yes.
Well, I don't think our mom did that, because anytime we did anything, she'd call them and be like, guess what you're
doing. And then she made us talk to him and admit what we did wrong, and it was so degrading.
That was the worst. But I've had like other friends and stuff that they're like, oh yeah, I did this, and my mom said she wouldn't tell my dad.
So they're talking about her, and then he's like, I'll talk to Teresa. And then that part ends.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Then we go back to Aida and Paulo, and she's like begging
him.
She's
still being a desesperada.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, I just can't even. I'm like, girl, get yourself some dignity, some self-respect.
Yeah,
you don't have to chase after these men that don't want you.
And he's not even that good looking. You should be chasing after Mariano. That's who you should be chasing after.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then we go back. This back and forth is the worst. So we go back to Johnny. Well,
It's even worse next episode.
Oh, shit. Stop talking about next episode.
I'm sorry.
So then we go back to Johnny, and he walks in, and Rosa's working out because Teresa was like, do what you must, bitch.
Yeah.
So she's working out when she's not supposed to be. He's like, hey, we have to go to your analysis. What are you doing? Then my mama walks in.
She's like, what?
Yeah. Which reminds me of
analysis. Oh, yeah.
Huh? A virgin. And he's like, okay.
Well, he was a telenovela star, so he knows what he's doing.
He does. He's great.
What?
What? So she pulls a what?
Yeah.
And then it cuts back.
Oh, my God. See?
Yeah. Back to Paolo and Aida still sitting together.
And they're always talking about Teresa because that's all they have in common.
Yeah, which is sad, but Aida doesn't care. So Paolo's like, I'm not suffering. Teresa's suffering. Don't you think she misses me? No, bitch.
She does not.
She's plotting her revenge against you.
As we speak.
Yes. And then Teresa walks in and there's the most suspenseful music ever.
And I just love the way that Aida reacts. She like turns around. She's like, oh my God. Like she's
gasp.
Scared.
Gasp. Oh shit. She's here. And then Aida's like, oh, are you here to beg for Paolo back? And Teresa's like, no, that's what you exist in this world for.
That's like, literally what she does. Yep.
Damn. Teresa coming out with those burns.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, no. I'm here to tell you guys that you will pay for everything you have ever done. I will get mine and you guys are going to go down. You know,
I like her in this part because she's like, I'm not going to lie. What you guys did, it hurt.
She admitted it.
But guess what?
But guess what, bitches? I'm going to get you.
I'll get my comeuppance.
I like that word, comeuppance.
It's a word, yeah.
I've never heard it, but it's great.
It's real.
Look at you, bringing the big dollar words. Or is it not a big dollar word?
I'm bringing my expensive words.
They cost a lot.
To the table.
Yeah.
I can barely afford them. I'm Teresa.
You need to be Teresa to afford these words. And then it ends with her telling them that they will pay for everything they have done to her.
That's where it ends, right?
Yes, that is the last part.
Oh, I did. Okay. Oh. I don't mean to jump back, but I did want to talk about some outfits.
Oh, yeah.
We do love touching on these. The first outfit is when Genoveva goes to Aida. And they're talking about Paolo or whatever and how Teresa lied and she's worse for being poor than cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That scene. And she's wearing like this weird like jumpsuit thing that was so 2000s.
Wait, Aida's wearing this?
Aida's wearing it, yeah. It's like a weird like blue, it's like a matching set.
Oh.
And it's not like the ones that Paris Hilton wore, but it's like similar.
Oh, Aida is really the one who's always wearing those classic 2000 outfits because she was the one who had the long shirt and the wide belt.
Yes.
Last episode. Yeah.
Because I had the same note about the dress she's wearing at the party because it was so 2000s. Just like it back then, you know, like she's wearing a dress, but there was those shirts that were long. And then at the bottom, they had like the, like a not a resorte, but like it was
the loose wrinkly
on top.
Stuff. Yeah.
No, it wasn't wrinkly though. It was like loose on top and then like a band, like just form fitting like below your hips. And it was such a weird. It looked weird. It didn't look good.
I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's how her dress is. But also, Rosa, I think it's the first time she goes to the taller and she's wearing, and this I think was even more of a 2000s outfit because she's wearing a long shirt. And you know how they would make like tunics, I guess they're called, like long shirts that are almost dress length.
Yeah.
But you would wear leggings underneath.
Yes.
And it would match, like, her dress was like a pattern dress, but the majority was white. So her leggings were also white. And then she was wearing it with flats.
Flats. Oh, my God.
That was, like, peak 2000s.
She was wearing saltwaters.
Those are so ugly. I mean, I don't want to make anyone mad that used to wear them, but I never liked them.
I'm glad.
I had never seen them until we moved here
to Modesto.
We didn't wear those in Oakland.
No, we wore worse things. No.
We had the... They were definitely more fashionable.
The Chucks with the socks stuffed inside and then like
Air Force those other ones that you bought at the Chinese stores. The slip-ons.
Those were bad too.
They had a name.
Your feet would smell so bad.
Yeah, you know.
They did have a name. Everyone who's from Oakland, California in the 2000s.
Please tell me their name.
Yeah, and you know what shoes we're talking about. Just like everyone from Modesto knows saltwaters. every Latina knows what salt waters are because they were walking around PE with their salt waters saying,
around the gym.
I can't do anything because I'm on my period, but they were like eating hot Cheetos, just walking laps in their salt waters.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on from salt water.
Yes.
I mean, that was it. I think the fashion stuff that I wanted to say, their outfits, their ugly outfits. I wanted to say that we did miss. Oh, when Joni tells Rosa that they should go to the hospital that his sister works at.
Oh, yes.
So this happens a few times in this episode because they say, oh, let's take Esperanza's kid to.
If only we had taken him to Esperanza's job. Oh, no, this is what Joni says to Rosa.
Yeah.
If only you had gone where my sister works, they would have attended you so fast. Like, No, Joni, she doesn't work there. She's
where
lying.
She works.
She's works. Working it. No, I think they're going to catch her in the library soon because they reference it so much in this
episode. So many times that it has to happen.
Yeah, it
has to happen. Oh, you know what? I think her kid is getting more and more sick too. So I think, pretty soon she's going to get caught.
Yes. And I'm here for it. I can't wait till
I hope it happens at the next episode. But I only watched half of it and it didn't happen yet.
Okay. Like I said, stop talking about next episode. We're not there yet. But yeah, I think it's going to happen very soon. If not next episode. As I told you to stop talking about next episode. Anyway, so I think this concludes our episode today.
Yeah, it does.
So you can find us on Instagram, same name, just all together, Novelas con Cafecito. Facebook, same name, but not together, Novelas con Cafecito. And Twitter, Novelas con Café, because the handle was too long. It didn't let me write Cafecito. In case you were wondering, Carmen.
I wasn't because I haven't even checked Twitter because I don't have Twitter.
I know.
Bitch.
And if you are enjoying this, you could give us a 5-star review. No less than 5. If you're going to review,
we require a 5-star review.
If you're going to leave us a review, it has to be 5. Otherwise, don't do it.
Don't even think about it.
5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I think it's the only one you can leave reviews on anyway.
Yeah.
So 5 stars, no less, no more. And we'll catch you guys next week for episode 3 of Teresa.
Which I started watching already.
So. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.